You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The FA Cup final this weekend, I'm really looking forward to it. Let's look at Arsenal first of all. Will Wenger go with Giroud or will he go with Walcott down the middle? Walcott got his hat-trick through the middle in the last Premier League game of the season against West Brom, and I think that could really, really hurt Aston Villa. Play him centre forward. I think he's a centre forward. When he plays that wide, yes, he's got great pace. He gets behind the fullback, but his final ball at times isn't quite good enough. That's why I'd play him in a centre forward position. Pace, power. He can finish exceptionally well. Another option, if Walcott doesn't start, would be Giroud. 7 FA Cup goals in 11 games. I'm a huge fan of his. The way he gets across the near post, you know, cross that front man. And if balls come into the box, he's usually there first. He's big, he's powerful. I don't think Aston Villa are great in the air either. Look at Aston Villa with a high line. You've got to go with the pace. That's why I'd go with Walcott ahead of Giroud. Another guy is Alexis Sanchez. I think he's my sign of the season. Well, the sign that's made the biggest impact on the team. On that left-hand side, makes great runs. His work ethic's terrific. You know, you've got to fancy him maybe to get a goal. I think Alexis Sanchez's goals have got Arsenal in that third place. Let's look at Aston Villa now. Key man, undoubtedly, Christian Benteke. 12-12 in all competitions, 2-4 in the FA Cup. Got that very important goal against Liverpool in the semi-final. His physical presence, his movement, his pace can really hurt Mertesacker. I think as well from set pieces, just watch Benteke for set pieces. What they'll do, they won't whip one in. They'll drive one towards the penalty spot. He'll start out and then he'll charge onto it. And he could be a real threat from set pieces. So have a look at Benteke when the ball goes wide, looking to pull into full-backs because he can dominate him in the air. The defence looks vulnerable. You've got Benteke. Then the next three important players for me is the midfield trio of Delph, Cleverley and Westwood. Westwood's let the glue and knits things together. He'll look to get on the ball and dictate play. Cleverley now has added goals to his game. He likes to get beyond the front man, and he's, what is he, 3-4, 3-5 from midfield, which is decent. I always think Delph's one tackle away from a red card the way he plays, you know. But I don't mind that. You know, he seems to knock the ball in front of him. He's always last ditch, but I think he's been magnificent, Delph, this year. The leader in the team, I think them three have got a real important job on, because there should be three against two in there at times. And if one of them can get forward beyond Benteke and expose Mertesacker, they'll have a real chance. I just think Arsenal will have too much to beat Aston Villa, who've done great, but the end of the season for Aston Villa, getting hammered at Southampton, losing at home to Burnley. Momentum is an important thing. Arsenal on the back of finishing third, scoring 4 against West Brom, Walcott with a hat-trick. Momentum, I think, will carry Arsenal to a 3-1 victory.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.